Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Good evening, Chevra. I want to thank Rav Avi. I don't want to take for granted that weekly, every week, there's cholent and kugel and soda. And it's not taken for granted. It's something to absorb that there's somebody who cares and weekly puts together for a long time, puts together that we have delicious machel to enjoy together. I really appreciate it, Rav Avi. I want to say, not to move on from that, since Simchas Torah, I perk up when I see things, what's a yid? We're yidden, like it's a... It's our shayrish, it's our root, it's who we are. And I like finding identity. What does that mean to be a yid? What do yidden do? What's like the tchun of yidden? What's our nature? What's our essence? Who are we fundamentally, who we are? And in Parshas Ki Tzeitzeh, there's a very good clue, the Ramban, where it says there's people who can't join our people. The Pesukim say, Layavi Amayni Me'avi Bekal Hashem. Amon and Mayiv can never join our nation. Gam Dara Asiri Layavi Lem Bekal Hashem Ad Olam. I think if we want to know who we are, let's see who can't become one of us, who can never join. They can never be the Kal Hashem. And the Torah says, Al Dvar Shaloi Kidmu Eschem Belechem of Mayim. Because they didn't bring out bread and water, b'derech b'tzeischem in Mitzrayim. We were leaving Egypt, and they didn't bring out, they didn't greet us with food, with lechem u'mayim, and they hired Bilam ben Ba'ar from Pesar or Amnarayim to curse us. So that's why, that's these two nations that can never join Klal Yisrael. The Ramban says, v'anire elai, what's the secret? So certainly we know that yidden are going like chasadim, but many goyim don't do the chesed of yidden. That's dvarim pshutim. What is it about these people, this specific goyim, that precludes them from coming to Kal Hashem? My wife worked with goyim for many years, and she said there are a lot of good goyim. She was like, the God-fearing of goyim, it's Tzelem Elokim. To teach our children all goyim are bad is just a sheker. It's not good to lie to our children. It's a mishnah chaviv and adam shenivra b'tzelem. And when we teach untruths, our kids are going to go out to the world and see the truth. There are a lot of good goyim. She was impressed with stuff. But she said they don't have the chesed of the yidden. She saw it. She gave examples of it. Things that by yidden, like yidden are noyig chesed. It's interesting, she felt the big families of Yidna, because like we're born for chesed. Goyim don't have the chesed of Yidden.
Who thought?
My wife was saying that she like experienced that. She experienced they were good, but she...
No, that's they have big families.
Who does?
Who said they have big families?
No, my wife was saying she didn't see as much chesed. I'm saying it could be that's part of the Siba Yidna, big mishpachas. It could be. That's part that we're into chesed, that chesed's a big sugya by us. But what the Ramban here says is that there's more specific what's going on that they can't join. It says they didn't do chesed, like kidmo eschem belechem v'mayim. But the Ramban says, v'anire elai, the Ramban says what appears to me, these two brothers are meruchik, are distance from Yidden, because they were gmulei chesed me Avram. They had received kindness from Avram Avinu. Shehitzel aviyem, the imam, menachere v'ashevi. Avram Avinu had saved their father and mother from destruction. And b'schus Avram, they were saved from the destruction of Stein. They should have been makir toiv. There should have been akar satoiv. So the Ramban says that the secret of these two nations, Ammon and Moab, who can never come b'kal Hashem, is they weren't makirei toiv. They didn't have a karas toiv. Avram Avinu had saved their mishpacha, and it should have been a basic yidn. Oh, you saved us. That should have been a basic part of their DNA. They didn't have a karas toiv. Well, yavai b'kal Hashem, they can never come into Klal Yisrael. So I think this is a big clue to our identity. We're makirei toiv. I've said over the Sfasemes many, many times that we're called Yehudim. The Sfasemes has a lashon, we're Maida al Davar Gadol al Davar Katan, we're thankers. We're Makirei Toiv, it's like part of a Yid. A Yid's a Makirei Toiv. A Yid notices goodness. I think it's like an outstanding feature of a Yid. We have a certain positivity. Amidst difficulty as well, we're people who notice the Chesed Hashem, we're Yehudim, we're thankers. We're makirei toiv. We notice the good that's done. We appreciate kindness. That's like essence of a yid. And the secret of Ammon and Moav, they didn't do chesed, it's true. And yidn abali chesedim, but it's deeper than that. They didn't have a karas toiv. Avram Avinu had saved Lot, and Ammon and Moav come from Lot. And as such, there should have been in their bones a karas toiv. That the people that started our people, there should have been a gratitude. And since there wasn't the gratitude, they can't become a Yid. So we have an identity. We have an identity. A Yid is a Makir Toiv. It's full of gratitude. It's what we are, gratitude. Akar Satoiv. We're people that are appreciative of the good that's done to us. People do good to us, are rewarded. It's interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu promises, he says to these nations that we want to pass through your country. And Moshe Rabbeinu promises the countries that if we pass by, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, we have man. We don't need food from you, we have our own man. We don't need drinks from you, we have Be'er and Shel Miriam. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, we won't eat our own man, we won't drink our own Be'er and Shel Miriam, we'll buy from you, we'll support the economy. And that's not a side thing to a yid. That's what yidn do. You host a yid, you're better off for it. You host a yid, it's going to be good for you. We're makirei toiv. We're people who appreciate chesed that's done for us. So if you host us, if you let us come through your country, we'll push it by. I'm very into buying from locals. Even the guy in here. With the type of people, you host us, you're better off. You're better off for it. You host the yid, you're going to gain from it. We'll buy from your stores. There's like a basic to yidn with makirei toiv. Moshe Rabbeinu promises the countries we're coming through will do this because that's our tchona. That's the nature of our people. You host us, you're better off for it. I always think when you leave a hotel room, when you host the yid, he leaves it very clean. Could be cleaner than when the yid came. Could be. You host the yid, you push it, host the yid, you're better off for it. That's the tchun of Klal Yisrael. We're makirei toiv, we're people of gratitude. That we notice things and we appreciate things. So I wanted to give a karas toiv to Rav Avi. We're yidden. We're people who don't just come in somewhere. We notice things. That's just the tchun of Am Yisrael. So tremendously appreciated weekly, the cholent, the kogots. Appreciated a lot. Of course, the start of our people, the whole start is Avram Avinu, who recognizes a Bairi, who cares for us. He feels the love of Hashem. The whole start of our nation is Avram Avinu. Of course, he produces. It's no chiddush of Avram Avinu who receives and feels the chesed of Hashem. Of course, his people, the tchuna, I would guess. If I didn't know this, I would guess that his people are makirei toiv. That's part of an Avram Avinu who's like receives the goodness of Hashem, who wants us to see and appreciate and be sensitive and be aware to the kindness from Shemayim. So is it a wonder that the people of Hashem Makirei Tov, is it a kasha that Amon and Moav, who's lacking this basic gratitude of a nation saves them, Avraham Avinu saves them, and they're not Makir Tov back, L'yavai B'kal Hashem, that's not a people that can come B'kal Hashem. They don't have the basic attribute of a people of Makirei Tov. I wanted to chazer over a Rashi that we've learned before at the end of Kiseitzei. I think in the situation that Am Yisrael is in, such a Rashi sticks out and means more. Such a Chazal sticks out and means more. And the Psukim speak about being honest in business. It speaks about not having measurements and weights that are off. And of course, right after it speaks, Evan Shleima v'tzedek yelach, Eifa Shleima v'tzedek yelach, right after, and it says, Tayevas Hashem l'kech kolayse avol. It calls it a Tayevas Hashem. Somebody who does, who's not honest and not straight in business, the Tayevas Hashem. And right after, Zachar is Asher Asa l'cha Amalek. Right after, speaks about the devastation that Amalek brings. And Chazal tell us, Shikarta b'midos v'mishkalos. If we're dishonest in measurements, Havidoyig migiri ha'ayig, then we have to be afraid of the arrows of the enemy. The giri ha'ayig that we're thinking about daily. We come home, I come home from yeshiva, I look at my wife's phone to see, is the giri ha'ayig, are we safe from the giri ha'ayig, from the arrows of the enemy? And it says if we're shakarta b'midos, then we have to worry about the arrows of the enemy. And of the opposite, that if we're careful with midos and mishkalos, if we're honest, then we're protected migiri yoyev. So the care and the concern in our own, in all our dealings of mammon, to deal with an honesty, to be very, very careful in money and mishpat matters, is the protection against the giri yoyev. And this is something we're thinking about. I want to point out that at the end of Parsha Shoftim, so the Torah speaks about Kisatzer Ar'ir Yomim Rabim Lilachim Ala. If you gather up against a city to attack a city, so it says Loisashkes. If Klal Yisrael, the armies of Hashem, are fighting a city. So, and we're trapping a city and we want to break into the city to capture the enemy. Leisashkes es eitza. You're not allowed to destroy a tree. Lindayach ale garzen. We want to build some sort of battering ram to charge to break into the city. You're not allowed to cut down a fruit-bearing tree. Ki mimenu seichel, for you eat from that tree. Oysei leisichres. You can't cut down a tree. Ki ha'adam meitz asada? Is the tree a person? You're attacking your enemy. Don't touch a tree. Don't touch a tree. Don't damage a tree. Eitz ha'shateda, only a tree you know. It's not an eitz machel. It you can cut down in order to make a garzen. Picture the scene. You're fighting a war. We're fighting a war. The desperation, war is the lives that are on the line, and the Yiddish armies, mitzvah, don't cut down a fruit-bearing tree. It's the topic of the day, it's the topic the whole world is looking into, collateral damage. And the preciousness of a Yid, there's nobody, Mika Amcha Yisrael, the preciousness of a Yid, I heard from a British general, I heard him say, a guy, he said in the history of warfare, he doesn't believe there's an army that's more careful not to hurt human life other than the people they're fighting than the Jewish army. That's what a guy pointed out. There's a din in the Torah on the Jewish army. Here's war. Things are messy at war. Things get damaged, collateral damage, and it would be normal. Quickly chop down the tree. We got to ram. Don't touch a fruit-bearing tree. The care and the concern for every item, you're not allowed to touch a fruit-bearing tree. A yid's emuna, Hashem runs the world at the difficult time, there's an emuna, and the care of a yid, that a yid is not a destroyer. An enemy, the yid destroys, but yid is so careful, Baal Tashchis. You know, the beauty of Baal Tashchis, that everything's precious, everything counts. Baal Tashchis is a midah, that things count and things are important. And a yid's a fixer, not a destroyer. A yid builds and doesn't destroy. At the time that the yid's Isaac in destruction, but the yid's keenly aware we're builders, not destroyers. It's interesting, some people respond to war and to a difficult situation with like outpourings of hate. That's not our people. It's not what we're about. Certainly we want the destruction of the enemies. People who hurt Yidden, of course they're right for him, and they have to be eliminated. And we mispallow. Rishon should be lost. But a Yid at the biggest time, he's fighting enemies. He's in the middle of a war. But the Yid is such sensitivities. And what comes out of the Yid is construction, not destruction. The Yid doesn't touch a fruit-bearing tree. There's something so moving about that. In the middle of a scene of war and people are destroying, you know, I can't touch it. It's a fruit-bearing tree. In menu such, it you eat, it you shouldn't touch. The Yid in all situations, even midst a war, the Yid stays that he's building and helping and taking care of. Somebody was commenting on in Eretz Yisrael, there's an Arab population that's well taken care of. Somebody was like confused by it, that the hospitals are treating. It's very pshutim that that's the behavior of a yid. In eitz, a tree, asher teidak, that it's an eitz machal, you don't cut it down. The meat of a yid, the anhag of a yid, is constructive and not destructive. Even as destroying the enemies, he doesn't become a person who just randomly destroys. He's destroying the specific enemy that he has to destroy. That's the construction for the Wakarmi Rishon Magadeya. A person is a Rush, a person is a Raidif, but the Yid stays ever pure. So I wanted to read those psukim as well. I wanted to share this week in Yeshiva Bayas, the Chevra came, a whole Chevra came to Yeshiva. I wanted to, and men, our children have returned back to their schools, their yeshivas. I wanted to share in the Pshischa. In Pshischa, the Rebbonim would tell every single guy who came to Pshischa the following mashal. Everybody here, probably, I assume everybody knows the mashal. I know the mashal. I want to say it again because I want to feel it again. I want to tell you the mashal that Rebbonim of Pshischa would tell. Everybody knows the mashal. I don't know if you know that Rebbonim would tell everybody who came to Pshischa this mashal. It's an important mashal. In my dining room, a bacher came this summer, and he started saying over like his challenges in life. Very fascinating and special person. And he asked me, Rabbi, do you have the answers in yeshiva? He told me that, do you have the answers? And I said, absolutely not. No. We don't have the answers. And I told him, we have room for you and your problems. And the room for me and my problems. No answers. It's just room for your problems. But I want to tell over Rabbonim of Pshischa what he said, because I think it's a truth for us all. We're in Chodesh Elul. And this truth we have to chazer for us all. Rabbonim of Pshischa would tell every single guy who came to the yeshiva the following mashal. He would say there was a yid on one end of the world who was lived with tremendous aneus. He's a very poor man. And he had a recurring dream. This yid kept dreaming over and over and over that on the other side of the world, in the back of some king's palace, in the backyard, there's a tremendous amount of wealth there. And he had this recurring dream, repeated dream, that in the backyard of some king, there's tremendous wealth. If they're having the dream enough times, the yid said, maybe there's a truth to this dream. He keeps having the dream. So he travels to the other side of the world, and he starts digging He starts digging to find the treasure. He goes to the other side, and he starts digging in the backyard of the king. A guard comes out, guns pointed, and loses it on the earth. And I'm killing you right here and now. You're in the backyard of the palace of the king. You're digging. I'm gonna end your life right now. What are you doing? So the Yid starts crying. The Yid starts crying. This Yid, we'll call him Heschel. This Yid, Heschel, starts crying. And he says to the guard, please don't kill me. I'll just tell you what happened. He said, for half a year, I'm poor like crazy. And I've been dreaming for half a year that in this palace in the backyard, there's a treasure. So I came here to get it. What do you want from me? So the guard said, you're so stupid, Yid. He said, I've been dreaming for half a year that there's a Yid on the other side of the world named Heschel, that he has a treasure in his backyard. Do you think I'm running there to dig it up, to find it? Ugh. So the Yid goes back home, digs in his backyard, and finds a treasure. That's the Ma'aseh Rabbanim said. Rabbanim would tell every single guy who came to Pshisa, you're coming here to find treasures. What, I am the king's guard. I'm just going to tell you, it's in your own backyard. And he said in Pshischa, people learned that the treasure is in them. People learned in Pshischa, the treasure, the answers are in us. He wasn't trying to be funny or interesting. We don't have the answers about you, and we'll show you. We'll encourage that. My answers are in me, and me being more in touch with my neshama, me being more in touch with my own koiches tmunais, the answers are in me, and your answers are in you. Our answers are in us. Our answers are in us. It's not a joke to have to say, what if people come to Pshisch? Okay, so you need a place that teaches this, that the answers are in you. When this guy asked me in the summer, do you have answers for me there? The answers are in you. By us, we're going to show you that you have the answers in you. So with encouragement, with warmth, you'll find the answers that lie in us, but the answers lie in us. I wanted to share from Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev one final thought tonight. I wanted to share from the Berdichev at the beginning of Shaiftim. And in Eitzah, I think something that Chodesh Elul, always in Chodesh Elul, this beautiful month, of the Yidness, this holy, precious month, the month of Balatanya's Mashal, of Amelech Besada, the preciousness of this month that Hashem is so accessible. So Yidden always worked on Vinodim L'chaveri, strengthening the appreciation of Hashem and His people. There's a Berdichev at the beginning of Parsha Shoftim that I want to share, last week's Parsha with the Chevra. And Rav Levi Yitzchak says, Shoftim v'shoytim titen l'cha b'chol sharecha. He says that here we're being judged by Hashem, but he says we make the judges. Shoftim v'shoytim titen l'cha b'chol sharecha. We put down the Shoftim. There's a simple rule that Hashem tzelcha, Hashem measures, Hashem is our shadow. What we show, He shows back to us. Marim loy etzpa, He shows an etzpa, two fingers to. So said the Berdichev, v'shoiftim titin l'chabchol sharecha. We put down the judges in our own city. Hashem judging us, we decide how He judges. And therefore, says the Berdichev, v'shoftu esh'am mishpat tzedek, and he says this chiyuv, he says, of tzedek, of judging people, dam l'kav z'chus. Seeing people in a good way, v'shoftu esh'am mishpat tzedek, seeing people in a good eye, is of course, if we judge people favorably, it's the Gemara Shabbos, Hashem dines us favorably. Says the Berdichev, and he said it specifically on Chodesh Elul, the Berdichev who was known to see good in Yidden and to judge Yidden favorably, he says we're putting up and setting up the own shayftim that judge us. Hashem judges us the way we judge others. And he recommended and encouraged to see people in a good light. To judge people, which he said refers to see people in a good light. See people in a positive light. It's not a trick. It's the deepest place of a person. See the truth. See better. Don't be shichistic. Let's be mechazik to see people in a good light. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo will see us in that true good light as well. This is something that he was mechazik specifically, that we are kaveya, the shayf, the mishpat that we have, we're the ones who are kaveh, shayftim titin l'chabchol sharecha. We are the ones who establish what the mishpat looks like. And if we dan others l'kav schus, we're able to see others favorably, Hashem will see us in that light also. So this is something Elul, a worthy inyan of Avodah. It's something that the Bar Ditchva would go out. People have different jobs during Elul. The Bar Ditchva would go out to all different cities and he would bring back, that was what he was busy Elul. It's interesting, a Yid I know went to his Rosh Hashiva. He got this desire to go to Kiruv. He got a desire and to do Kiruv during Elul. He wanted to go to South Africa. He got a big desire, beautiful Yid. He got like a cheshek, because he doesn't know why, but like in an errant way. He went to his Rosh Hashiva and he said, Elul's man. That upset him. So he went to Rav Steinman. Rav Steinman said, Elul, go do Kiruv. He like sent him out. It's interesting. The Bar Ditchva during Elul would go do Kiruv. He would go to cities where Yidden were far from Hashem. It is said on the Bar Ditchva that Rosh Hashanah he'd bring like hundreds of Yidden yearly. I don't know the exact number. He'd bring a lot of Yidden to the Shaifer with Chayzeh B'Tshuv. That's what he'd do. Elul, he'd go out. What was his trick, the Bar Ditchva? He'd see people as tzaddikim. That was his trick. He'd walk around, he'd see a Yid as a Yid, and the Yid would follow him and come to the Shaifer. That's the Bar Ditchva. That's what he would do, Elul. He'd go around to cities, he'd see Yid, and he'd encourage him, and came the Shaifer. They came to hear the Shaifer. They served Hashem. So the Bar Ditchva specifically spoke in Chodesh Elul, this hanhag of seeing goodness of people. I don't think the Bar Ditchva was like teaching like a trick as a, like corrupt our eyes. You know, it's just, it's an, the end of the year, we like forget all the nonsense and see the truth, see the goodness of Yidden. See the goodness of Yidden. Notice the goodness, pay attention to the goodness of Yidden. And then Hashem judges us the same way, sees the essential goodness, the etzem goodness of a Yid. That's the midah keneged midah, dan others l'kav schus, Hashem dans us l'kav schus. So be a wonderful avodah of Elul. A wonderful task of Elul would be to see goodness. Of course, the people closest to us, the best. To really mechazik, sometimes the people close, we need the most chizik. To see the goodness, to see the specialness of people around us. Mamish, to appreciate and celebrate the people around us. It's interesting, our first responsibility towards our spouse is that we write in the ksubas, I'm not oikir, I'm going to respect. Really, I'm going to respect, mamish, I'm going to appreciate. I'm going to appreciate you, I'm going to respect you. It's the first shiva that we have to the people closest to us. So this would apply to everybody around us, to see goodness, to mamish work, to see the goodness. Even people maybe who could even be doing, causing trouble for us, could even people who could not always be the easiest, but maybe we could be mechazik and find it in us to still see goodness. To mamish be mechazik a little better to see goodness. It said that tishpat amisecha, the midah keneged midah, we judge others favorably, we mamish kaveya the whole mishpat. Then there's no question what happens in the din. The din is what exactly what we b'derech shadam ma'idim, that's ma'idim lay. And we see others in a good way, so then we're judged in a good way. All of us should be zeicher, to have good eyesight, to see the goodness of Yidden, to judge people, tzedek tishpat amisecha, to give people the benefit of the doubt, to see the goodness that is so there and profoundly there, not to be distracted. Interesting, during my son Sheva Brachas, somebody like complimented him that he's like nice, that he's nice to people, and like gave such a line. I just know my son. It's not his. He's nice to people. They were describing that he's like nice to people. He's nice to people. He happens, but what they were describing is he happens to have a sense for big souls. He appreciates. Doesn't get distracted by things that distract others. He has a big time. We were away at a Pesach hotel, and maybe other people just don't look past. For whatever reason, he like notices. He'll bring to our table, and we're all at the whole family's nishtayim. He discovers big neshamas, and Yidden have a greatness to them. The Bar Ditchva would be busy Elul, like collecting Yidden. and noticing them and appreciating them. By the time the Shofar, you notice, he brought back armies of good Yidden to hear the Shofar. So if we could be Mechazik Elul, what an avodah of Elul, that we would see goodness. We bring our own children, our spouse, our relatives, our friends, Yidden, our people on our block, and we would see goodness would uplift the people. It's probably the biggest impact that we can have on another person. Is it fair to say, Rav Yehuda, the biggest impact you have on another person is see them as good? That's the biggest. What could we do bigger for somebody? See them as a good mensch, as a person. We appreciate them. We see goodness in them. That uplifts the person. That would be an avodas Elul. Will be like the Bardichver during Elul. Will also bring people more mechuzik to the Tkiya Shofar. And we saw others in that light, so then we know what the din is. So then we're seen in such a beautiful light as well. Ashikash. Thank you, Moshe.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.